Do the Donkey Kong. The Donkey Kong game featured a giant gorilla climbing his way up to the top of a platform through various obstacles thrown down at him. And I tell you, after Pac-Man, it was probably the hottest game going at the time. So we knew we needed a really strong track and suspected this might be the, maybe be the second single. So in addition to writing songs, Gary and I also had written jingles, a lot of commercial jingles in Atlanta. A few months previous to this, we had written a jingle for a skating rink that we really liked and thought it would fit the Donkey Kong image, had a great pop sound to it. So we changed the music and wrote some new lyrics, and it ended up being the second single and came in a picture sleeve. It was a pretty neat looking sleeve. It sold okay, but of course nothing compared to Pac-Man Fever, and really it wasn't a big big hit unto itself. I think it sold 200,000 or 300,000 singles. I don't remember, somewhere in that vicinity. I think one of the reasons was the album itself was just selling so well. People probably just didn't care about buying a single when they could get the whole album and the song was on the album. So it was that kind of a project where we were just selling tons of albums. I remember they had a big contest for displays in the stores and across the country, and they sent us dozens and dozens of pictures. It really looked cool. It just didn't have the impact of Pac-Man Fever, and I think, as I said, I think people just rather just buy the album and get all the songs. We decided to do a keyboard lead on this song instead of a guitar lead, just to kind of change things up a bit. So I came up with some weird-sounding harmony lines on the keyboard to play, and it really had a kind of a marching sound to it. Gary always said it made him think of the stormtroopers in Star Wars, and when you listen to it, you can hear that kind of marching sound to it. We thought it was something a little different, and it played out pretty well. We had the same musicians playing the tracks again, Jenny on drums, Larry on bass guitar, Chris on rhythm and lead, and myself on piano and string machine. We also decided to use an old gimmick on the end of the track, where the music fades down to almost nothing and then comes back in quickly and continues to play before fading out for good. Well, that came from an old Motown record called Do You Love Me by the Contours. That was a huge record back in the mid-60s, and it was just a gigantic hit, and we loved the record, and we thought that gimmick was cool. Why we did it on this song, I don't know, but it came up, and so we thought we would do it, so we revised it, brought it into Donkey Kong, and used it.